Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you will too. Hi. Every time I have to upload, it feels like it's been a lifetime since the last episode, but it really hasn't been, like, at all. I'm gonna get into that in a minute, actually. I'm so dissociated from life, it's insane. But if you're new here, hi. What took you so long to become an alien, become part of the friends, the group, if you will? You have a lot to catch up on. You have a lot of homework to do on my episodes. And actually, today is a new season. I do 20 episodes per season. This is season 4 now, in case you were wondering how far I've been in this already. And I'm genuinely shocked as well. So there's that. But enough about me. All right, how about my listeners that I always hear from, that are always coming back in? Hi, babe, love you. Hope you're doing well, hope you're being safe and sound. I hope you guys are all that are listening are being safe and sound. There is still a pandemic going on, all right? There is still one, all right? Don't forget, it's still there. Just because you want to block it out of your memory does not mean it's not still alive and present and very much active, so don't forget. But there's just so much going on in life right now, you know, not even just pandemic things, just life. And we're going to talk about the elephant in the room in a minute, but I hope you enjoy. I hope you stay a while. I love you all. I will see you on the other side in maybe less than a second, which is, by the way, just transition. So love you all. And I hope you all are taking care. And I hope you enjoy this episode, even though it's a mini one. And we're back. My lovely aliens, hi, what's up? So if you didn't catch it, this episode is going to be very, very short. I don't really know how short, but relatively short. I know you guys are great. You guys are fucking throwing a party without me right now. You're like, fucking finally, this Gemini shuts the fuck up. You thought wrong. Anyways, but my point today, oh, my nails are really long. I just tapped the mic. My bad. So today is more of like, I don't know, like today's, not a rant, of course. I don't like to be super complainy anymore. I try not to be, and I try very hard. But I will say venting in a more aggressive light, if that makes sense. So you might think it is ranting, but I promise you it's not. I'm just letting out all the emotions right now for this episode that everyone wants to let out, and we're all gonna cry together as one family. So many things. So this is life right now. This is also kind of like an update for me, because like when I'm old and gray and maybe still podcasting at that point, I can actually reflect on what was going on in life in March of 2022, God, you know, and like maybe 10 years from now, I'm like, wow, can't believe that was my life back then, you know? And also just, you know, reflecting and having recollection of it as well, because I'm going to be old one day. You listening to this are going to be old one day, and I hope you still listen to my podcast if you do. But then you're going to be like, oh my God, I remember that time. I remember listening to this episode when I went live. And then me, I'm gonna be like, I remember recording this episode before I went live. So anyways, you guys, the inspiration for this week's episode, you already know what it is. March has been insane. I mean, it is the second year anniversary of when the pandemic began, so I think I was kind of expecting that, but I didn't expect it to be like this, yo. Life topics that we're gonna be touching on today, you obviously know what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. I'm not going to get into detail because, one, it is not my place, truly. It really belongs to Ukrainian journalism and non-biased Ukrainian, highly encouraging non-biased Ukrainian journalism and just what they are saying in this moment in time and how crucial it is to listen more than ever. I feel like as a whole right now in this time and state of mind that us all as people are feeling, I feel as if right now what is best for humanity is truly just like shutting up and listening to outside powers, to what you may believe in, whatever religion it may be. or yourself, or friends, families, just people or higher powers in life right now that can give you some sort of clarity or some hope or some understanding of, or trying to make sense of the world in this time. Because I feel like no one really talks about how serious this is. Like, no one talks, like, literally there is a war going on across, like, people are dying, like, people are getting hurt, and, like, I don't need to get into that detail. You already know what's going on, and it's just so out of reach, it feels like. But the only thing I can do personally is talk about it and make it known and make it more aware. So I will be putting the same links I put for the first episode I did touching on what's going on, because it's, like, impossible to ignore. So links will be going down below to help Ukraine in any way you can. And like I say, you are not obligated to donate anything. You are not obligated to do any of that. But it's just good to know. Maybe you can send it to a friend, a family member that is able to in this time. You never know. Not a bad thing. And I just think that in this time more than ever, giving what you can, whether it's, you know, giving awareness or giving money and donations, there is so many ways that you can help, and more ways than you think. So that will be in the description below or the description in this episode, you already know. But aside from that war, essentially, never thought I would ever have to say that out of my mouth, but hey, you know what, we're all gonna remember this when we're old and gray. So there's that. So just so you know, you can always reference this when you are probably 80 years old. You're like, huh, what was going on in March 2022? Boom. If, like, the IRS asks you for, like, forms, like, 20 years later, because you know how the IRS is. IRS, I'm totally kidding. Please, I am filing my taxes. Please don't come for me. But, no, it's funny because, like, they sometimes want to ask, like, information that happened to you 5 years ago. It's like, how on earth am I going to find the information you're asking me of? For real. Elaborate. Can you explain? Because you know the IRS is going to ask you for, like, documents from, like, 20 years ago when you're 20 years into your life later on in life. But, you know, I digress, you know. Please, IRS, I'm still filing my taxes, I promise. Anyways, with the topics of life going on right now, moving on to lighter things, just transitioning, just take a moment to transition out of that mental state right now. Have some tea, have some coffee, wherever you are listening to this, or if you're in the car, I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding. But another topic that came to mind, which I feel like I want to get off my chest, and I'm really glad it's going to be me. So, the whole Kim K situation. I never thought little old me would talk about Miss Kim Kardashian. Yo, I can't lie to you guys. Every day I find more reasons to, like, not defend them. Well, actually, okay, so let me elaborate on why I'm going to be speaking about this. Because I really want to understand where you people are coming from. Because every day, anytime the Kardashians say some wild shit, everyone got to jump on. And I'm like, okay, I guess I will become part of that clout chasing life, I guess, you know? They get views, and then putting any of their family members in gets you views. It's crazy how one family leads to this much chaos and drama. But hey, you know what? They signed up for it, quite literally. It's kind of their whole brand. And I also don't understand how they ended Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and then they have a new show coming. I thought they were, like, canceling the whole show as a intent, like, an entirety, and all of a sudden they come up with a Hulu show. I don't know. My stance on the Kardashians, as if anyone cares. I honestly only fuck with Kourtney, and actually, to be honest with you, I only follow most of them because, like, their fashion is just chef's kiss. Like, they get the best fashion in the game. Like, if you can hate them all you want, but they really have the best connections in the fashion world. Literally, Kim was married to Kanye West. Like, Yeezy. Like, do I need to say more? No. They really have made a life and brand for themselves. in regards to fashion, which me, I admire highly. I don't care where your background is in fashion. I am always watching fashion, even though I'm literally sitting in hoodie and leggings and Crocs right now. Not like I would be the type to judge, but you know, I'm judging myself in my attire, but you can't see me, so it doesn't really count. But yeah, so I only follow them, or like a couple of them, for the sole purpose of their fashion, and especially Kylie. She really just gets the best fashion connections, like the best pieces, and it's like I need to see that. For me, it's like I need to, and like I need inspo for like outfits I want to do when I want to go out, or just like casual inspo. Just like basically I only follow them for their fashion point of view and their connections to the fashion industry, which I'm obsessed with. I'm so jealous that they really have that ability. Wish that was me. But if you haven't heard, Miss Kim K went viral quite recently on, I don't know, it was a video, but I apparently saw it on Twitter with TikTok watermarking, I don't know, that Kim Kardashian was telling women to get their ass up, and I quote, and do the work. Now, listen, I have heard a lot of celebrities, mainly a lot of women celebrities, really just going out there, just saying God knows what, right? And a lot of people are coming for Miss Kim K, and I just want to make a mini disclaimer. I am not defending her in any way. I'm just stating what needs to be said, and I'm going to tell you what it is, okay? No, I don't agree that Miss Kim K can say those things when she was born into money. Of course not. However, though, how are you going to sit here and judge Miss Kim K for the words she said, which, by the way, I don't agree with either, and accuse her and attack her as if she cares at all what you guys have to say, or anyone has to say about her and her family anyways. How are you gonna sit here and judge her for her... Okay, you know what? I lost my train of thought. I'm so tired, you guys. Okay, let me start over. I had a great... I love how, like, the Gemini in me just really jumped out right there. Like, I had a whole sentence, paragraph, MLA format, 12-point font, one-something margins really listed in my head, and it just flew away out of the blue. But we're gonna go back. We're gonna go back. Okay. So, the problem I have with Miss Kim K's statement, which is the obvious, is that, like, how are you gonna sit here and say, oh, just get up and do the work every day? Miss Kim K, I hope that you're aware that there's still a pandemic going on, and also, mainly, I would say, and I would consider everything going on in the state of the world right now, an apocalypse. Gas prices are high. Like I said, there is war going on. People's mental state is not great in this time. How am I supposed to get up and do the work and step my money up, as you are obviously saying, if these companies are not paying me to do so? Everything has gone up, minus the minimum wage, minus increase in pay of any kind of department and workforce. Doesn't have to be minimum wage only. It has to be like including every single type of work that is out there. How are you gonna sit here and be like, get up and do the work, when in actuality, these companies in the world are not delivering, as you would say. They are not delivering. They are not giving. They are not being charitable. They are not giving out charitable donations to their employees, if you will. The company I work for, I'm not gonna state which one, and I don't think I ever will, unless the day I quit and all the tea is gonna come out, all right? Or all the, not tea, the information, if you will. I'm going to look up right now their net worth as a whole company. Because let me tell you guys this. Big companies like the one I work for are a $500 million, if not way beyond that. I'm talking like in the billions, almost borderline trillions. As if we can even fathom what the word billion means, and let alone the word trillion, right? So how is Miss Kim K gonna stand up on that podium thingy that she was talking about in her viral little TikTok that I saw on Twitter the other day, and I have not heard anyone lay to rest as if Miss Kim K cares about your opinion whatsoever, let alone mine? How are you gonna sit there, or stand there, may I add, and be like, yeah, go up and do the work, when these companies are not providing that? The company I work for, it has a net worth of roughly $500 million. How accurate is that? I wish I knew. Maybe it's more, maybe it's less. But my point still stands. How are you going to ask for people to perform work that they don't want to do, for starters, most of the time? And how are they supposed to step it up if truly takes a lifetime to even step up their game and their job? Let's say you get the dream job you've always wanted as a beginner, in like a beginner level. Do you know how long it takes to even get to intermediate, let alone it advanced or beyond that? Takes a long time, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. Now, am I saying that Miss Kim K has not worked? Oh, no, no, I am not saying that either. She did go viral for sex work or a sex tape. Does it really matter how she got there? No, because she could have easily just flown in and kept doing sex work, become an OnlyFans star. She could have, but she didn't. Whether you want to like Miss Kim K or not, and I'm not defending her because, you know, she is a billionaire. I'm not going to dick ride a billionaire until the death of me. Unless they want to give me a charitable donation, then yeah, I will. I'm not afraid to say that. But my point still stands is that, like, give me the money. No, I'm kidding. No, but my point really, at all seriousness, does stand. It's like, she has worked. She has done shit. And yeah, she may have gotten a little funding for, sponsored by, you know, her mom and dad. But here's the thing, though. Here's what's not sitting right with me amongst the people that are complaining about Miss Kim K's statement. Okay. And I've mentioned this on other episodes, but the problem I have with everyone that comes at billionaires and, you know, just trillionaires in the world that are super, super financially successful, that they don't have to worry about money ever in their lives ever again. And you guys want to come at them being like, oh, well, their parents had money, their parents had this, this, and that. And I'm like, isn't that funny how you want to become the millionaire and your family? And if you're going to become a millionaire in your family, you're going to want to get married and most likely have children, and you're going to want those children to be set for life, don't you? That's the point. Do not ever come for a billionaire, which, by the way, they don't give a shit what you have to think, let alone what me, you, or any other person has to think about. They could buy your silence, bro. They could buy my silence. For real. They really could. And you would take the money anyways. Don't even pretend you wouldn't. So, the problem I have with people complaining about Miss Kim K's statement are also the same people that want to become the first millionaires in their family or make a lot of money in their family for the sole purpose of proving their point, proving their worth, proving that they can do things and be proud of themselves, or whatever the reason may be that you or someone wants to become a millionaire or the richest person in their family. Whatever the reason may be, I'm not here to judge you. But what I'm not going to stand for, though, is that you guys hate billionaires, hate millionaires, whatever the case may be. Then all of a sudden you're over here like, oh my God, what am I going to do to be rich, blah, blah, blah. But you hate on billionaires and millionaires that got a pretty big financial start to even getting the careers that they have because their parents provided for them. You guys hate that they did that for them, that their parents of these millionaires and billionaires provided for them. You hate to see it. You really do. I'm sorry. You can get mad at me all you want. You know I'm correct. Come correct, though, truly. That's exactly what you want to do for your future children if you do end up having them. There's not a lot of people that want to have children. That's fine, you know. I am one of them. But for the people that do want to have children, I'm talking to you guys. I know for a fact that kids are not cheap. Me? I am not cheap, all right? Do you know how expensive it is to be a woman, let alone me as a person? I know my expenses, and I'm tired of people saying, oh, you should cut your expenses. No. You want to know why? Because I enjoy spending shit on things I like. I enjoy getting a new outfit every week if I want. I enjoy doing those things. And I'm not going to cut that down just because of one reason or another. Uh-uh. No. I was built to have financial stability and wealth for A, B, and C. Do you have to do that necessarily? No. You don't. Not at all. But hey, you know what? Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. I said what I said, and I'm moving on, actually. I am moving on because I said what I said. Agree with me if you will or don't. I don't really care, truly. And I know that these millionaires and billionaires don't care about you, me, or anyone else either, except their inner circle. So I rest my case. Goodbye. Anyways, next topic. As if anyone wasn't going to talk about the biggest elephant in the room, gas prices. Now, for starters, one, I will say only a couple things because I don't really have that much information on this because I don't, honestly. So, long story short, I had a hybrid car on lease, I think last month, right? Gave it back by the end of February, right? I think around February 27th-ish or a little bit earlier, I gave my car back on lease. And I cannot tell you how much I have never thought of the worst timing in my entire life. And I'm using my sister's car right now, which is a 2008 Mercedes, and pure gas, right? And I've only driven a hybrid for the last 3 years, so I know how the technology of it works and like how the engine shit works somewhat. I don't know. I just know that room and press a button and I'm in electric, so whatever. That's all I do know in this time. I don't need to elaborate. Anyways, if somebody wants to donate some money to buy me a Tesla, I would greatly appreciate that, Miss Kim K. I'm just saying. Anyways, but not the worst timing possible could have been. More like giving back my hybrid car as soon as the gas prices hit the clouds. Por las nubes. Really? Like, for what cost? We'll find out. And now, I don't want to hear anybody saying the gas prices are not up to Joe Biden. Here's the thing, though. I know they're not. And I'm aware that it's not his fault. I mean, really. Like, all he does is, like, do shit with Congress and other stuff in his cabinet and whatnot. But isn't he the guy that, like, can talk to these people within arm's reach? Joe Biden literally has access to the House of Reps. He can talk to them at any point in time if he really needs to. He can talk to Congress. He can talk to the Senate. He can talk to all of these people within arm's reach if he really needed to. And then they can talk to some people, and then they can talk to other people, and then other people, and then United Nations and stuff like that. Boom. Lower gas prices. Now, am I aware that these gas prices come from the issue going on in the war? Yeah, I'm aware of that. Of course. And I know it's not going to go down at any point in time. But I still want to blame someone. Because, hey, you know what? It's crazy how there is such thing as unemployment benefits. There is such thing as food stamps, which are great services to every U.S. citizen or American in all of the U.S., right? But you know what's not sitting right with me is how we're not establishing a gas benefits at this point. It is a new topic that could be created into a thing, like a, what's it called? Like a service to Americans worldwide. Because I can assure you, these gas prices are just going to get higher and higher and higher and hit really just an all-time high, the highest it's ever been. Just 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went to go fill up my sister's car because no one really uses it in my family unless we're running errands or we're going somewhere really close by so we don't use that much gas, right? I was going to fill up that tank because it hadn't been used in a while, but my mom used it prior, a couple weeks prior, back and forth a lot. So the gas was a little bit low. Tell me why I went to the cheapest gas station, and gas was, may I add, only $4 at that time, which was only 3-ish weeks ago, maybe a little bit more. And I had a really low tank. I'm talking way below a half tank, okay? And my total was sharp at flat $60. I fell to the floor thinking of how much I missed my little hybrid baby when she only costed $35. For a full tank, yo. I don't deserve to live like this for real. And then tell me why. Tell me why. Just, I believe, I want to say yesterday, I was getting gas. And I had, like, the little dial was at half a tank, but it was, like, slightly, like, a centimeter lower than half a tank. So I thought in my stupid-ass head, I was like, oh, well, if I get at least half a tank to fill up the other half, it's gotta be at least, like, $40 or something. At least, you know? Oh, was I wrong? Because now I'm driving all over town after I got off work yesterday, looking around for the cheapest Arco in the whole city. I went to all of them that I passed by. All of them already hit $6 within the time frame of 3 weeks. I go find the cheapest one, which is actually the only one that's still at $5. All right. All of the ones in my city are now at $6. And I know that's not shocking because everyone's going through hell right now. You, me, and everyone else, right? But I get to this Arco, and then one of the pumps wasn't working. Then I tried the pump next to me. It ends up working, you know. And I remind you, a little less than half a tank. And when I mean a little bit less, I mean like a centimeter below the half mark in the dial. $58. No one deserves to live like this. And yet, where's the action? Bring the action, really. Where are the ways to solve this? Where is Joe Biden with his plan? Where is Gavin Newsom with his plan? I have yet to hear anything. I have yet to hear any plan to figure this out. I'm not asking for them to just like completely all get rid of this altogether, because that's not going to fucking happen. But I would like some, como se dice, money for gas. Get it the fuck together. I'm so damn serious. I do not deserve to be paying $60 when I've been paying from high school up until, no, from the day I could drive up until 3 weeks ago, I was paying $27 to $35 for gas. I had a Volkswagen Jetta SEL at one point. Fast forward, I got my hybrid car on lease, and I was only paying in the 20s and very mid-30s for gasoline. I do not deserve to suffer like this, let alone anyone. But me in particular, I'm going through hell right now. And I'm going to cry about it. I will. I already have. Yesterday, going to the gas station, I ruined my whole damn day. I was actually having a great day. On God. I really was. I was having a great day. Woke up early, worked out early. I went to work, saw my favorite coworkers. Life was great. Then I had to hit up the gas station because I knew that today, Saturday, I was going to hit up my dance class in Culver City, which is only, honestly, on Saturdays, since it's always on Saturday mornings, it's only like almost 40 minutes, but not really. It's like way less than that. I'd say 35 minutes. With traffic, it would be 40 minutes. And it was today, unfortunately. But it's the freeway, yo. It's the freeway. Hence, the free part, where I'm driving at like 80. And I'm not wasting gas. I'm straight up just going. No braking, no shoving the brakes down all of a sudden, really. Just speeding and vibes, really all it was. And I cannot tell you how upsetting I knew I was going to be yesterday when I knew I had to hit up the gas station. I was like, ugh. Fighting for my life, yo. Really. And I don't know where you guys got $2 for gas. Ever since I turned 16 and got behind the wheel, it's always been $3 in California, in the state of California, in the city of Los Angeles. I would like to know where the fuck you guys live to have $2 gas, let alone even a dollar. I've never once seen a dollar for gas. My parents have when they immigrated here, but sure as hell, I didn't see that. And I don't even know how much gas was when my sister was in high school, so all I've known is $3 for gas. And people are like, that's not cheap. I'm like, to me, that is. That was $35 a full tank, yo, on a hybrid car. Yeah, you do the math. Anyways, next topic of what else is going on in March 2022. I am so dissociated from life. That's all I wanted to say. No elaboration, no in detail. Just, I am so dissociated to the point where I really don't remember anything. Like, I wish I was joking. Like, I really do. Like, I wish I was joking. Because every time, like actually just today, I saw a birthday post for one of my friends, right? And I thought it was their birthday, right? Because I was like, oh my God, it's March. I know that their birthday's in M something, like either March or May. And turns out it wasn't their birthday. And I was like, oh shit, no, it's May 3rd, right? It's May 3rd? May 12th? I don't know. And then I looked on my calendar, I was like, oh, it is May. Not March, just want to elaborate on how dissociated I am from this life right now. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. Nothing else to elaborate on. And then my next topic is, why am I in college? What's the point? You would think that I can give up, but I can't. The immigrant parents will not let me do that. Maybe you guys can. And I will always point out that I don't know why American white people always say, oh my God, if you don't like college so much, just leave. I'm like, do you not get it? Do you not understand that people have parents that don't believe in that? Let alone would beat your ass if you do that? Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why the YTs do that, but whatever. And then lastly, but certainly not least, if you know, you know, but the J Balvin and Residente beef. And all I have to say, though, all I have to say on the matter, as if anybody asked for my input in any capacity, I love J Balvin's music. I have for a while. He has done very weird things, though, I will say. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, no, he's innocent. No. The man's is weird. And also, I don't... Here's the thing, though. I never, like, care to note in detail about him, like, as a... other than an artist. Like, I know that there... Like, for me, like, there are artists that I want to know every detail about, and then other artists that I just know when they drop music, and then I listen to them, and then I just don't really... I also only follow them on social media to get more insight on when their music is. And other musicians and artists I follow to, like, actually watch their stories and, like, watch their videos on their Instagram and, like, actually follow all the people in their, like, management or something like that. Like, that's how I feel about CNCO. How I feel about CNCO is, like, I follow all the members. Like, I follow their ex-member, Joel. Like, I follow, like, anyone that's worked with them. Like, I have watched every single one of their interviews. And every time they have a new one, I just swipe off on the Instagram story and I just, like, watch it right there. And then I go on my laptop and I watch it because I'm just like, oh, my God, it was on my phone. I don't want to watch it on a tiny screen. I have to watch it on my laptop. And then for, like, J Balvin, though, it's, like, whenever he drops new music, I just find out through Spotify. Like, for real. And then when, like, CNCO or, like, Matt Hunter drop music, they always, like, post it on their Instagram, like, dropping Friday. I'm like, fuck yeah, I will be... It's, like, Monday and I find out it's Friday. I'm like, yes, on Friday they're dropping music, fuck yeah. That's how I feel about, like, only certain artists. But, like, J Balvin, he was not one of them. Like, I didn't watch any of his interviews. I never watched any of his, like, his... Apparently he has a documentary, and I only found that out through, like, Residente. Like, I didn't even know that was, like, he did that. I had no idea. For real. I had no idea. And then all of a sudden this beef comes out of nowhere, and I'm like, huh? What? When did this happen? For real. Like, when was this? When was the subject in question and beef at hand? I don't recall. And then my friend tried to explain it to me, and I still don't understand it. I just don't understand why they're fighting, and I don't even know how it became. Low-key, I think it's for publicity, but J Balvin has done some weird things. But I will say, though, Residente, yo, listen. Anyone that can disrespect Residente will not win, as we clearly have seen. They won't win. Like, does anybody know who Residente is? Like, do you guys even know who he is? Like... because, listen, you guys, he was in the band Calle 13. Do y'all know Calle 13? I don't think you guys do. Real ones that know, they know. Atrévete, like, you guys don't know? Who's gonna tell? And then ever since Residente dropped the rap, or the diss, or whatever, the diss track, or whatever you want to call it. The modern day, like, Latino diss track. Just Residente just ending J Balvin in, like, one go. But the whole rap was, oh my God. The second Mr. Residente, he was like, sin huevo. Como, I know, how was it? Como desayuno vegano sin huevo. I knew he was being serious. I knew. I was like, oh, Resident is serious, yo. Like, no, but also the second he called J Balvin the Logan Paul equivalent of reggaeton, I don't think you guys understand. He meant business. He was ruthless. He was ruthless for that, and I loved it. I'm sorry. Like, God, I'm sorry. Here's the thing, though. I don't know what J Balvin really has done, so don't come for me saying, like, why do you still follow him? Why do you still like his music? I'm like, because I just like his music, straight up. I don't really know too much about J Balvin. I don't really know. I know that he's from Colombia. That's all I know. That's really all I do. And then he had like an album that dropped. I haven't even listened to it really. Oh, excuse me. But with that, I conclude. Hope you guys enjoyed my thoughts on the universe at the moment in time. But I hope that you guys are all being safe and sound, being well, taking care of yourselves, and whatever that may mean, whether you want to do a self-care day. I hope that you pick me as the podcast you want to listen to when you're in your self-care mood. But yeah, that's all I really have to say. I love you all, my fellow aliens, and please take care, please be safe, and I will see you guys next Sunday. Bye.